Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply fat free. We live in a society that has become obsessed with everything fat free. That's why yogurt has now started out selling ice cream, because it's lower in fat. You go to the grocery store and you purchase the 2% reduced fat milk as opposed to the whole milk. We prefer chicken over pork, all because of the lower fat content. Everything now, we look at the back of the label and we see how much saturated fat is in it, and we see how much cholesterol is in it, and we stay away from those things that heavy in fat because we want to trim the fat from our diet. Well, in this spiritual life, fat also has a relevance and it needs to be trimmed. We need to be fit and firm to live the life that God called us to. Remember, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 12:1 that we should lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. And then we discover, my friends and neighbors, that Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He said then that my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we want a fat-free life, so how do we achieve it? As Christians, there are three key components found in our FAT acronym that are going to help us reduce the fat in our lives. That F says that we first of all must eliminate the fat of fear. Yes, my friends and neighbors, fear is a killer. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 1:7 that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. However, so many people are gripped by fear. They fear death. They fear destruction. They fear sickness. They fear disease. But God didn't give us this spirit, my friends, and knowledge kills fear. Remember, the Bible says in Hosea 4:6, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." The more we know, the less we fear. You see, knowledge kills fear and ignorance grows it. That's why little kids, 3 years old, 4 years old, think there's something in the closet at night when they go to bed, because they don't know that nothing can magically appear in that closet. Their parents have to come in, turn on the light, open the door for them to see. There's nothing there. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, we've got to shine that light on the world to let them know there's nothing to be afraid of. God has freed us from fear. The Bible tells us in 1 John 4:18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear." Yes, my friends and neighbors, God knows how to drive the fear out of the lives of every person. Those who believe should never have any fear. Remember, the Bible tells us, and David said it in Psalms 27:1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" We shouldn't be afraid of people. We discover in Psalms 91 that we shouldn't be afraid of plagues or pestilences or trouble or terror or war, because God is keeping us under his mighty hand. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're abiding under the shadow of his beautiful wings. So there is no reason to fear. What have you been afraid of, my friends? I challenge you to trim that fat. Recognize that as long as God is for us, nobody can be against us. Recognize, my friends, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Recognize that God will heal us, deliver us, save us, set us free. There is no reason to fear. The A in our FAT acronym says we also must eliminate the fat of average. You see, my friends, we live in a society where being average is accepted, where everybody says if we just follow the status quo, go along with the plan, do like everybody else does, that everything will be all right. But God did not call us to be average. Does 1 Peter 2:9 sound average to you? We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people that show forth the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. My friends, that doesn't sound average to me. Does 2 Corinthians 5:17 sound average to you? "Therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." There's nothing average about Philippians 4:13 that says we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. My friends, there is not anything average about the believer who is blood-bought children of God. There's nothing average about John 1:12 that says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." Do you recognize, my friends and neighbors, that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God, that we can do everything and all things and anything through Christ that gives us strength. We are the light of the world, the city set on the hill, the salt of the earth. Nothing average about us, and we shouldn't pretend that we are average. My friends, walk in who you are. See yourself as exceptional, extraordinary, exonerated, exempt from danger, and always say that we are above average. Last, but certainly not least, we have to trim that fat or eliminate that fat of time sensitivity. You see, oftentimes our impatience comes when we think something should happen on one day and it doesn't happen until another. Then impatience takes place. Well, the Bible tells us in James chapter 1 that we've got to let patience have her perfect work, that we may be perfect and complete, lacking in no area. You see, God is not bound by time. Don't allow time to make you jump through a hoop or feel any pressure. My friends, you don't have any deadline or timeline. God can move a deadline. God can move a timeline. Time is set by man, but power is created by God. Don't you remember in Joshua 10 and 13 that the sun stood still on Joshua's behalf? Yes, my friends and neighbors, God had the sun hold its position in one place. The earth stopped rotating on its axis also that Joshua could win the battle. God then also, remember in John 11 and 17, when Lazarus was in the grave 4 days, that didn't matter to God. He used that as an example of the power of the Most High. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are not bound by time. Don't allow the calendar to dictate how you feel. Don't allow the stopwatch to dictate what's going on with you. Yes, the woman with the issue of blood had it for 12 years, but when she came in contact with Jesus, she was healed. Jairus' daughter died, but don't worry, God is a healer. You can also testify of times when God moved time out of the way and it became irrelevant. He'll do it also again and again. We don't have to be sensitive as it pertains to time, my friends, because God controls time as well. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.